Welcome to Questions That Need to Be Answered. Today is a pretty special episode. First real episode, and I got a pretty cool guest. Say hi, Matthew.
Hello.
Okay, cool. What great enthusiasm. Today, we're talking about superheroes. So, my first question is, what is the best Avenger? Honestly, there's so many cool ones. Which one is the best? Blah. Which one is the best? Answer me.
I'm thinking.
Okay. Honestly, I don't know. Like, Iron Man is pretty cool. But, I don't know. He's kind of just not so original. Everyone likes him, you know? We gotta be original here.
Hmm.
I mean, Spider-Man's new and cool, so. Yeah. Yeah. The Avengers.
Yeah, Spider-Man's cool, but like.
So. Yeah, I don't know. But I think if I had to choose one person, like, the coolest Avenger of all. Wait, is Black Panther a part of the Avengers, or like, no?
I mean.
Because, I mean, if Black Panther's part of the Avengers, then I'm definitely going with him.
I mean, I guess he could be with the Avengers. Because, I mean, yeah, I guess he could be part of the Avengers.
He is, he's part of the Avengers. Okay, he's so cool. He has that cool suit and everything. And he had his own movie. And that movie was, like, the best Marvel movie. I would debate that. That was such a good movie.
Okay,
Who do you think is the coolest Avenger?
Spider-Man,
oh, you're one of them, okay. Yeah, well, if you had to choose between Black Panther and Spider-Man, who would you choose, honestly?
Definitely Spider-Man.
Like, okay,
Spider-Man.
Wow.
Totally Spider-Man, guys.
But tell me one reason why Spider-Man is better than Black Panther.
Spider-Man is just cooler, you know.
Are you joking me? Black Panther has his own, like...
joking me?
He's the king, like, the prince of, like, a country. Are you saying me, telling me that Spider-Man, the guy who has webs coming out of his fingers, is cooler than the prince of Wakanda?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, okay. You know what, we can't debate this. I am not debating this with you. Black Panther is cooler.
Nope, definitely not.
Okay, tell me why. Give me a reason.
Because Spider-Man is just better. Like...
okay, yeah, just better. I gave you so many reasons why Black Panther is so cool, and you're just saying, telling me that Spider-Man is better?
Cooler than Black Panther.
He's cooler, yeah. Okay, why?
I mean, Spider-Man is just, like, a teen, and Black Panther is just, like 80 years old.
So you're telling me because Spider-Man is cooler than Black Panther because he's younger?
No.
Okay, then tell me a better reason, Matthew.
Okay.
I'm not joking. Tell me a better reason.
Because he's like a spy.
Because he's what?
He's like a spy, you know?
Yeah, you know, he's a spy. He's creeping. But
he's
don't you think
life.
That
he's living like legit a double life right now?
So. Okay, yeah, and
Prince Charming is living like one, so
yeah, that's pretty cool. But I mean, okay, I don't know how you're not saying Black Panther is the coolest right now. Spider-Man is living a double life. That's really cool and all, but Black Panther has like that cool suit. I mean, if we're talking about like looks, Black Panther is better. His suit is so much cooler. Oh my gosh.
Nah.
You're telling me that Spider-Man's
just like a cat. It's just like a character.
I know, but isn't that cool? Like, it's like a full, like, spy, you know, suit that's, like, pretty much invincible.
Yeah. Yeah, basically the same with, like, Spider-Man. Like, Tony Stark made Spider-Man suit, so.
I don't know. We're going to have to come back to this one. My next question, though, is definitely going to be get heated. Okay, really heated, really quick. Which one is better, DC or Marvel? I mean, this should be easy.
Marvel?
Yeah, okay, good. We at least agree on that one. DC is trash. Anybody who likes DC can get off. Don't listen to this podcast if you like DC. Like, leave. We don't like it.
Like, no one watches DC anymore.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Superman? Who is that guy anymore?
He's just a guy who has superpowers.
Yeah, I know,
he's
but...
he's allergic to kryptonite.
Yeah, just, like, feed him kryptonite. Just give it in his mashed potatoes for, like, lunch, and then he'll die.
Batman is just a random guy.
Batman is just rich, okay? Just rich. He just got that cash.
Yeah, he just has his maid, Alfred.
Wait, who else is in DC other than, like, Superman and Batman?
Like, Flash?
Wonder Woman? Oh, Flash is pretty cool.
Yeah, Flash is pretty cool, but, like, not as cool as some people in Marvel.
I know. They're so cool. Okay, at least we agree on that one. Since we already agreed on that one, here's a really big question. We're definitely going to disagree on this one. Okay. Agree to disagree. Who is the coolest villain? The most powerful, the coolest, the most cool looking?
In what? Like, Marvel? DC?
In everything. All superheroes.
Oh,
just who
God.
Is the coolest?
I mean, Thanos.
Also, most powerful.
The coolest, but he's the most powerfulest. Thanos.
Who? Thanos?
Yeah. Thanos. Thanos.
The big grape? The big grape boy?
Yeah. Thick boy.
Alright. You're saying that Thanos is the most powerful? I can't. Yeah, I have to agree on that one. But he's definitely not the most cool looking.
Oh, yeah.
And he's definitely not my favorite villain.
Oh, no. No. Definitely not.
I like Loki. Like that guy with those horns.
Oh, that guy.
Is that just me?
He's a weirdo.
I know, but is he cool? Like with those horns? If you don't think he's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't watch, like,
villain. Not cool, though. I don't think he's
cool. Okay, then who's your favorite villain? Not just most powerful, coolest, you know, who's your favorite overall?
I mean, probably Venom. This is just, like,
Thanos? Thanos is your favorite villain.
No, Venom.
Who? Venom? Oh, yeah, Venom's actually pretty cool.
He's, like, just, like, a weirder version of Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah, who would win in a fight? Spider-Man or Venom?
Oh, shoot.
I honestly think this is gonna be...
This is actually kinda, like, hard. Because...
I honestly would say Venom would win. I feel like Spider-Man, not gonna lie, is kinda like... Well, at least...
This
Spider-Man and the Avengers is kind of new to, you know, the whole superhero stuff.
Yeah. But didn't one of these Spider-Mans fight Venom? I felt like it.
Yeah, but I feel like, is that really a Spider-Man? Because he's not technically part of the Avengers, you know. It's like the old version.
Yeah.
With, like, so I'm talking about the version right now. What's that actor's name? Trying to think of
him. Tom Holland?
Yes, Tom Holland. The Tom Holland version of Spider-Man versus Venom.
I'm not sure about that, but, like, probably. I think Tom Holland, he's just, like, got
you
more...
You think Tom Holland would win Spider-Man?
Like, yeah. What?
In a fight, you think Spider-Man would win against Venom?
Yes.
Okay, I have to... we have to agree to disagree on this one, because, obviously, Venom would win. He's, like, bigger, stronger, like, he has things coming out of his teeth, like, this giant... How are you not saying that Venom...
No, because, like, Spider-Man's, like, suit is better. Like, Spider-Man has a very, very good suit.
Okay, yeah, I'm agreeing with you on this one. Spider-Man's suit is so cool.
Like, Tony Stark made it, and, like, he's just... How should I say it? He just makes it him, like... The suit just makes him, like, stronger. Like,
yeah. I feel like Iron Man without the suit.
Like a Spider-Man.
Iron Man without the suit is not good. Iron Man without the suit is not good.
But yeah, he's not good. But like he can make.
But Iron Man with the suit is pretty good. So you know.
And Iron Man in the 6 feet under the ground is pretty good. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean,
he's still good though.
But like Iron Man, just like plain Iron Man, you know, just you know. Chilling Iron Man with his wifey, like, you know? He's not very good.
And Iron Man dead? No. I can't believe
okay,
Iron Man
who has...
died, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, we gotta say spoiler alert then, before you said that.
Oh, shoot. Spoiler.
You know what? I'll just say it in the title, you know, so people know. Spoiler alert. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who has the coolest suit? You know, this is really hard. Coolest suit?
Probably Iron Man.
Iron Man, I know. Who cannot say Iron Man?
Technology, yo.
Exactly.
So much stuff going on. He got like.
Okay, but if I was about to say who has the best hair out of all of the superheroes, it has to be Thor. Without when he didn't cut his hair. I mean that flow or Aquaman. Those flows are amazing. That hair.
Thor,
if I had that hair, I would be so
like
good.
Almost the same person.
Who?
Thor and Aquaman.
Yeah, but they both have amazing hair. Are you about
different color hair?
What?
Just different color hair.
Yeah, but okay. If you're about to say that Aquaman has bad hair, I feel like I can't be friends with you.
No.
Aquaman's hair is amazing.
Flow inside the water, like just
I know,
swimming,
right?
And so it just flows back.
Okay, coolest DC superhero, not Marvel, DC. This is gonna be very hard.
DC, oh
yeah,
shoot.
DC.
I'm like gonna have to go with the Flash.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that many.
He's just
DC.
Fast, bro. He's just fast and cool.
I don't know many DC superheroes, but I thought if I was gonna go with one, I'd definitely go with the Flash. Like, he's just so cool, you know?
Like, who else? I don't even know that much DC. All I know is, like, the main ones, like Superman. Like, the people that have,
that,
like, their own movie or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, what, actually?
Have you watched the Flash show on Netflix?
Yeah, I watch it.
It's on my list. I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't watched it?
No, it's on my list.
Like, you still haven't watched it?
No, I was really into, like, what is it? Supergirl, whatever?
The Office.
Oh, yeah, I'm addicted to that show. Don't even say it's bad. If you do, I will.
The Office is just about The Office.
I know, but it's so funny. Okay, back on topic. If you were to have a super power, which one would it be?
That's easy. Right?
Wait, which one would you have?
I would have super speed. You could just get things done quicker.
You wouldn't want to fly?
No.
Or like teleport? Or like mind control?
Well, actually... I'll do one. Wait, actually, no. Not that. Time travel.
I know, but I feel like if you get stuck in a different time, it's kind of scary. I would just fly. I mean, it's not too risky.
I mean, I watched a show.
The
kid who knew how to, he had powers in him. It was called
Umbrella Academy.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yes. That show is so good.
Yeah. Wait, did you just start watching it?
Yeah, I just started watching it.
Exactly.
But it's pretty good, yeah. Okay, now to the main question. It's 14 minutes in, and we gotta get to the main question. People aren't probably gonna listen this long. I don't know. Okay, back to our main question. Let's get back on track. What is the best superhero? Period. Best superhero overall. DC, Marvel, everything.
I mean, like, the best at what?
Just, probably like,
Superman.
Superior, you know, coolest, best looking, most powerful, you know,
no,
everything.
Superman. Superman is just like the most powerful. He has,
I mean, Superman.
Every power, bro. Almost
yeah,
every power.
Superman is too OP, okay? Like, how do you even think of a guy who has every superpower?
I don't know.
Okay, you other than Superman, because that's kind of obvious, who would you pick? This is much game much harder.
Okay. I don't know. Like, I'm going to have to go, like, one of those skinny guys. Not.
Those what?
Those skinny guys, like Spider-Man. Or, like.
Oh, nice. I gotta go with Mr. Incredible, bro. Those buff arms.
Oh my gosh. What is this boy's name? I'm gonna have to go with a Dash.
Oh, yes. No, the baby in Incredibles is like the best.
Yeah, well, I don't know what his name is.
I mean, that baby is so good. That baby could be Superman. It has like everything.
Baby boy.
Yeah, baby boy. Come on. That's the best superhero.
Okay.
So, any last thoughts on superheroes and all? Anything about superheroes do you want to talk about? What questions do you have about superheroes?
I have no questions.
Not even about Incredible?
No.
Okay, which movie is better then? Incredibles or... I don't know. Honestly, Incredibles, the movie, that's a superhero movie one. And if you want to prove me wrong that that's not a superhero movie, then I don't know what to say. That's such a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. What? It's a good movie.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Not realistic.
Okay, it could be realistic. You know, you said that the reason you like Spider-Man was so much because he had a double life. All of those people are living double lives, Matthew.
Not all
of them.
Not all.
Okay, well, does any of the people in Incredibles know about their powers?
Incredibles, no. Well, actually, yeah, one did, but, like, then his... Wait, spoiler!
Oh, yeah, spoiler! You know what? Yeah, okay, keep talking.
Okay, so... That boy... saw that girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Okay, but they erased his mind or something.
Yeah, they erased some of his mind. And then...
Okay, so, if you're saying that Spider-Man is the best Avenger, only because he has double life, and because he's cool, you could say that the Incredibles are the coolest superhero.
He got amazing suit. Bro, he got some amazing suit, too.
Okay, and Incredibles, have you seen that? I would wear that. I would wear that to school. I would pull up to school in that Incredibles suit.
I'm just picturing you in it, and no.
You can see me vibing with that suit. No, you know no, you can.
No. Yeah, I can see you vibing, but like...
Yeah, you can see me, and then people bullying me. Yeah, you can definitely see that.
I can see people like...
Like, why is she in an Incredibles suit? Anna again!
And it's gonna be like, you're just gonna be like, oh, why are you hating?
Yeah, why are you hating, bro? Why are you hating on my Incredible suit? I do that like every day, so you can definitely imagine me doing that.
Yeah. More okay. Unicorn ones he wants to school.
No, yeah, one. Because but that unicorn like, ones you inspire.
No one was like, oh, what is that? Because it was like, oh, people have
stuff. Oh my gosh,
you're
just hating on my amazing style.
I don't know about that. Depends
on your style.
It depends, really. What kind of
See you pulling up to school on the day that I will wear my Incredibles costume, and you would just like say, "I don't know her. She's not my friend." Yeah, I don't know her. And then you just start bullying me. I can see you doing that. And then I'll walk over to you and be like, "Hey, yo, Matthew, what's up?" Grab you by the back and be like, "Hey, yo, this guy's my friend," and I just embarrass you in front of everyone.
No,
you wouldn't even escape embarrassment.
Everyone will know I was your friend.
Yeah, I know.
I'll just be like what I usually do when you do something embarrassing. Oh my god, Anna. Why?
Yeah.
I
mean, I embarrass all of our friends, so. Yeah.
Kind of, not really.
You know what? I'm fine with it. I'm living a great life, you know? Yeah, not all of them, because, you know, I'm so cool. Some of them chill with that, too. Okay, back on topic. We're getting off topic, Matthew. It's supposed to be superheroes.
Superheroes.
So any last questions, last comments, last things that you want to prove to me that I'm wrong, that Black Panther is the better superhero? Yeah, anything.
No, because there is no really good superhero. Like, no really the best superhero.
I feel like the Avengers, you can tell me that one of them is so much cooler than the others, but they're not as cool unless they all walk together in a big pack. Like,
exactly.
If they're all together...
called the Avengers.
Exactly. So if you're telling me that one of them is cooler than all the others, then I feel like we're all wrong because they're all cooler together.
Yeah, they're just cool.
You know, they're a group, you know? They're chilling together.
They're like, they're just like, they can't do much, they can't accomplish much things without each other.
They couldn't
defeat Thanos without each other.
Yeah, like, they couldn't defeat Thanos without each other.
They were just getting wrecked when, like, they didn't have the other ones.
Yeah. They need... Okay, you know that guy, what's his name, with, the blue head guy who could, like, float and was dating one of the Avengers?
The blue head guy?
Vision!
Vision?
Yes. Vision?
He doesn't have a blue head.
Yes, he does. Have you seen the movies? He has a blue head.
No, he does. He has a red head.
Okay, you know what? I was close. Okay, yeah, I was close. Anyways, he is so cool. He is so cool. Vision is so cool.
I'm gonna go look at Vision.
I mean, obviously he's not the most powerful, but he is so cool. Couple goals right there. Vision and what's her name?
Yeah, see, I forget. He had like a red face, but he has a green head.
Anyways, that guy would have broken No Sim September, boy.
That guy's weird.
You know, a Vision is pretty cool. Okay, well, I'm saying this one last time. Any last things, Matthew? Any last things?
Booby booby boo.
Cool, and that's a wrap for today's podcast, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Matthew.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm cutting it off right here. Bye!